the fans here like their traditions.
And that's Donald Davidson, historian emeritus with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. One of the biggest traditions is the glass bottle of milk given to the winner of the Indy 500 as part of the celebration immediately following the race. Davidson says that tradition first started nearly 90 years ago.
Louis Meyer, who ended up winning the race three times, regularly drank buttermilk. Not milk, but buttermilk. That's what he drank on a hot day. He used to say that that the tradition started in 1933. Well, he may have drunk milk in 33, but we have no photographic record of that. And we do know Louis Meyer wins again in 1936, and then he's given this bottle of buttermilk. And it was photographed. And so apparently some executive in the milk industry saw that and thought, you know, what great publicity.
Davidson says the tradition really didn't pick up until more than 20 years later.
Every year up through 1941, and then after the war in 46, but from 47 to 55, milk, I think, was offered a couple of times, but nobody drank it. And there was no prize money involved in the early days. So in 1956, it was a cash prize. If the winner drank milk, he got $300, and the chief mechanic got $50. And as luck would have it, in 1956, Pat Flaherty drank milk regularly anyway, because he had some kind of a bone condition. And so anyway, milk has been offered every year since, and now it's a lot more than $300.
Indeed, that cash prize from the American Dairy Association of Indiana is $10,000 for the winner and $500 for the winning crew chief. Every year before the race, each of the drivers are asked about their preference of whole milk, 2%, or fat-free milk to sip on should they win. And even though that tradition first started with buttermilk and Louis Meyer, neither buttermilk nor chocolate milk are offered. You can find that full list of drivers and their milk preferences at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.